Now, with Spirituality of the Heart, here's Michelle Voss.
Twice in chapter 24 of Luke's Gospel, we hear that Jesus is risen. First, two angels at the tomb tell the women, "He is risen." Later, the 11, who have been told of the women's experience and checked the tomb, confirm for the two disciples from Emmaus, "Yes, it is true, the Lord is risen." Our Orthodox brothers and sisters have a customary greeting for Easter. "Christ is risen," one says, and the other responds, "Indeed, he is risen." It's a lovely ritual, but how do we know Jesus is risen? Can we see it in our world, in each other? I heard this prayer recently, passed on from a friend of a friend. It's called Mafalda's Prayer, and I think it's actually a good checklist for the risenness in our lives. It begins like this: "Every time a person is respected and heard, Christ is risen. Every time a person is accepted for who they are, Christ is risen. Every time a person is treated with dignity and the awareness that all of us are equal, Christ is risen. Every time a child is nourished and fed and feels love and affection, Christ is risen. Every time a person finds the strength to overcome addiction and search for real meaning, Christ is risen. Every time a person can laugh at their own inadequacies and failings and still keep on trying, Christ is risen. This story has no end, for Christ is risen in our midst. Where there is hope, healing, compassion, care for the earth, comfort, laughter, an open ear, a friendly word or a gentle touch, an open mind, Christ is risen. He is not dead." So, how did you fare? Have you seen resurrection happen when you give others respect and acceptance? Have you known resurrection in your own life when you humbly receive hope and compassion? I'm sure that most of us do our best to live the good news. But perhaps the message for us this Easter is to explicitly see these little everyday resurrections as Jesus rising again in each and every one of us. Then, with St. Paul, we too can say, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." Alleluia.